Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says podcast number 138, we just learned.
Woo-hoo. Yes, mathematically, that's how many we've done.
Get out of here.
I know.
You mean it's one more than we have done at this time last week?
I know. That's crazy.
Crazy. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie is right over there.
I am.
And Maddie's over there.
Hi.
We would love, was that a yawn?
No.
Appreciate it.
I was breathing out.
We would love for you to subscribe and like and be a part of the show. If you would love to, call 336-373-0987. So it's been a big week. You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on this week. Everybody's attention has been on the homecoming dance.
The homecoming dance? Excuse me?
Specifically?
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter's homecoming dance is this weekend, and there's been such drama.
Is she going?
I mean, you think the queen being on TV, you think all of that was something? You should be a fly on the wall during this homecoming drama.
Lay it out for us.
So they had a group. They were all confirmed to go. They're going to go on a girl's dinner. Then they're going to get together at one girl's house, get ready, do their hair, get dressed, go to a girl's dinner, all of them, and then go to the dance as a group of girls.
Okay. Uh-huh.
A girl got added. She unadded herself because she said the group wasn't cool enough for her.
Oh, excuse us.
Then one of the girls in the group got a date.
Okay.
Right in the middle of everything, the week before homecoming dance.
How dare she?
She gets a date. And it's like, well, now what are we going to do? Now who's going to get, where are we going to go?
Was the date, the one with the date, one of the key elements?
Yeah, that was the house where they were going to get ready and the person who was going to drive.
Come on now.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so there's been meltdowns after meltdowns. There's been I'm not goings. There's been I'll just go by myself. But I think that now it's been worked out.
Have you rallied like you normally would? I can picture you have already lined up a limo and...
You know, I did not.
Really?
I sat on my hands for this one because she and her mom put all this together.
Well, time out. I have a question.
Eh?
Is there not a football game associated with this
Friday night's football
dance?
Game.
Saturday's dance?
Yeah, Friday night's the football game, Saturday's the dance.
That's not how they did it way back in the 1900s when I was in high school. There was the game, and then the dance was after the game.
Yeah, and the guys had their wool football uniforms on, and would come into the dance
helmets.
With their leather helmets and their misshapen
ball.
How'd
you know?
I had to crank my Model T to get it going.
But I think we're out of the woods. I think that things are worked out now, but man, it was close.
You know, I appreciate that, and I have found that if it's a case of one parent has taken the lead on it, I allow that parent to take the lead. Mm-hmm. And when all falls apart, I try not to be able to be helpful.
Because if
I was not involved or
you can't run to the rescue every single time.
That's right.
You guys figure it out.
Because I usually, you're right. I usually am the one who puts everything together and has a group text that goes out at least 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes a month in advance of the event, mm-hmm. just to be polite and make sure everybody's on the same page. This was so crazy. Parents were texting my daughter saying, well, who's going to drive now? Asking my daughter.
Asking, well, how's she supposed to know?
Yeah.
I will say that this is the one point in all of our children's lives that I'm really glad that I don't have a girl and you two do.
Yeah, what'd yours do about dances? Because she's a few years ahead of mine.
She'll just roll with a pack of friends usually. Yeah. I mean, when it all comes down, that they usually just go as a group.
Well, and for your daughter, Sean, this is her first one.
No, she's been going to these
first high school.
It's her first
high school.
Yeah, her first high school dance. Yeah. But she's been going to them since like single digit, like third grade or something.
But did they ever do all this whole meeting at a house and getting ready and going to dinner and all that stuff though?
Like,
this is a big, much bigger deal.
It is a much bigger deal.
There's
been
some drama at my kids' high school. We got a separate call from the principal that there had been fights happening at school.
Oh, yeah.
So I was asking the kids and the kids are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I guess her friends busted a couple fooling around in the lunchroom.
Oh yeah, it happens.
And I was like, oh God.
So the fights though, was it Cobra Kai against Miyagi-Do?
Mm-hmm. Or 100%.
Because that's usually when a fight happens at school.
No, there's lots of crane kicks.
Do you know that there's sites, like pages that exist that are like Grimsley fights?
Oh,
It's a whole page of that stuff. And
tell you about the time that we discovered, or I drove by, apparently the school fight club was having a secret meeting.
Whoa, you're not supposed to talk about that, I think.
About fight club, rule number one.
I think that I should be allowed to as a parent.
Nope.
But they were meeting at a school. And they're like, we drove by the school and there was a ring of children around. Yeah. And then when we went by, like maybe 10, 15 minutes later, I had gone to drop off a kid. And then when we were coming back, they were gone. And it was like, oh my God, they showed up. They fought. They left.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Ghost Children Fight Club.
Yeah.
I know.
My daughter's always a critic of the fights, too. She's like, yeah, there was a fight at school. Everybody was filming it. They didn't really fight. They were just holding each other.
We had some bad ones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Back in the day, because like, what would happen is there was a nearby hockey rink. And so everyone would go to this hockey rink. And I remember there was one that was real bad.
Yeah.
Meet me at the hockey rink after school,
dude,
man.
100%. That's definitely what would happen.
You never fought in school, though.
No, I don't. I've never been in a fight.
Wow.
He got tangled up in his mom's pantyhose.
Hey, let me pull up my pantyhose and I'm going to give you what for.
That is so uncalled for. 100% uncalled for.
So we got big music news. Charlie's been wanting to tell us about Kanye and MG Kelly, two of my favorite rock artists.
Okay, well, first of all, Kanye, he's started his own school.
Okay. Yeah. You know. Is
the second thing like a fancy thing?
Yeah, man. You don't know about the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli?
No.
Where you been?
I don't know.
You been somewhere not eating the Giorgio?
Yeah. I did see where he wanted everybody to sign NDAs, which I think is always a red flag when I'm trying to
go to school.
To go to his school, you have to sign a non-disclosure
agreement.
Speaking
of Fight Club and not talking about Fight Club.
Right. All right, so what about sweet boy MG Kelly?
So Machine Gun Kelly, he had a lawsuit brought against him that was charging him against elder abuse.
Oh,
and
no.
I was very upset about this and worried about this, so I had to read
the
story.
She is older.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that he and the rocker Mod's son got into a fight with a parking attendant and threatened and assaulted him in this Studio City parking lot. The elder in this whole incident is 49.
Wow.
So old.
They reached. What can I charge him with? I mean, come on, come up with something. Well, you're almost 50. We could call it elder abuse.
Right.
What idiot. Like, what? I'm reaching for a lawsuit, a-hole is like, yeah, they abused
dude,
me.
You're 49, dude. It's not elder abuse.
Are you kidding? If you had a run-in with Machine Gun Kelly, you wouldn't sue him? I mean, I could not get the lawyer on the phone fast enough if Machine Gun Kelly stepped on my shoe.
Right.
I would be suing him. I would sue the color off his fingernails.
I like that the other day, actually last night, my kid said, you know, was saying to the stepbrother, you're like, oh, did you know how old such and such teacher is? Yeah. I thought he was older than my dad. I was like, hey.
Don't you love that? When they talk about this old, decrepit teacher, and then you accidentally meet the teacher, and they're like 35.
Yes. I mean, like, oh, yeah, he's bald, too.
Look, he's a freak.
You're like, some people go bald in their 20s. At least I don't have creepy old man bald. Like, it's like a cool shaved head bald thing.
Yeah, you got in there.
You went
in there and you were like, hey, stay back, creepy bald. I'm going to make you shaved head bald.
Yeah.
Watch what I do.
Look, I look like The Rock now, Jason Statham.
When you shave it all, it's cool bald.
Yeah.
If you leave a ring, it's creepy old man bald.
Yeah, the toilet seat bald. Yeah, it's fascinating, though. You know I'm fascinated by male pattern baldness and the ways that people fight it and hide it.
It's easy to be fascinated by it when you have a full head of hair.
What, this luxurious, thick, gorgeous brown hair that everybody loves?
It would be so funny to wake up like one day and realize that he's been lying to us all along and this is a toupee.
It's a toupee.
Like, wouldn't that be
he's
something?
He's got a classic toupee.
Because I am so fascinated by that. They do the, like, what's the, not the hair club for men, the other, Bosley. They do the Bosley thing, and those guys come up out of the pool, and their hair's like 3 feet tall, and they're rubbing their fingers through it.
Like, something's going to happen. We'll do an event or something, and he wasn't prepared, and like the wind catches it just right.
The toupee blows off.
He didn't get it glued down just right.
But aren't they fascinating? Like, if you ever see a guy remove one, or if, like on Catfish the other day, somebody got one ripped off. And it is glued down, and the guy
that
just
would hurt.
Went over.
Oh, was that part of the reveal? Like, or part of the incident in the reveal?
Well, kind of. The guy says, oh, so you never lied to anybody. You never catfished anybody, huh? You always tell the truth, huh? And then he comes over and pulls his toupee off.
Oh, God. And the people who, like, if you've had surgery, though, you're always, like, looking.
Oh, the plugs?
When you know somebody's had it done, you're always looking.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It is, but I'm also fascinated by people who have the toilet seat bald too, because of the way it grows. Sometimes it grows straight around, straight toilet seat. Sometimes it'll grow and then it'll be like a dip, and then it'll come back.
You know what's neat is when you see someone who's done it for a role in TV or movies. You know, like, you know, Bill Burr has. I think Bill Burr has fine hair, but he actually, for that show Reservation Dogs, he's in it. For an episode, and he's got the creepy toilet seat.
Yeah.
And it looks so with
he
a
got
big,
it cut that way?
He got it cut, and he's got his big red mustache, and it looked extra awesome.
But when you get an up close look on a man who it's just grown that way, it's fascinating how the top of their head is so shiny
and slick
and like nothing is there.
Yeah.
And then hair starts. It's like,
right.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't
Why?
Make any sense,
Where,
does
where'd it?
Go? It's
like it's so weird. I don't know how that happened.
Your forehead went all the way behind your head.
Yeah.
I told you about when Scott was little, he got some what do you call it? Shears that you use on big cloth. Like, what are those called? Anyway, they're giant scissors.
Yeah.
And he cut his hair so bad that they had to shave it out into the toilet seat. He was like 5 years old with a bald.
And they didn't just shave his head completely?
They shaved a toilet seat on it.
Oh, my gosh. They should have just shaved
his
whole head.
Like, as a punishment? Or
no. That's just how they fixed it.
They just that was the only part that needed fixing.
Yeah, back then people didn't think about shaving their head. That was rare, man. There was like,
yeah.
Do you ever see there was a thing where a kid, like, it was a punishment by like a dad. It was like to punish his kid for being bad. He gave him the creepy uncle. Like, he took him to the barber and gave him a creepy uncle.
Is a creepy uncle the toilet seat?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I call it.
Okay, yeah. What do you call that?
Creepy uncle.
Male pattern baldness.
Yes, I mean that would be the technical term.
My dad.
It's the toilet seat.
Toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah. But there used to be. Telly Savalas was famously bald early. Yul Brynner was.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean and Mr. Bubble both were.
Yeah.
Mr. Bubble.
He didn't have arms either.
He is a bubble. I don't think he ever started with hair.
Who else was famously bald before its time?
Oh,
you know, there were some more.
Oh, the Captain Steubing. Wasn't he bald?
Well, he had a toilet seat.
He had a toilet seat, and in some of his roles, earlier roles, he wore an amazing toupee.
Yeah, I see.
A lot of people wore toupees in some roles and not in others. Mr. Drysdale on the Beverly Hillbillies wears a huge toupee in that, and then he'll be in a Western or something, just bald, you know, rocking it.
All I think of is Christmas Vacation when his hair falls off and they kind of just plop it back on the top of his head.
Well, that's how Hugh Hefner's toupee always looked. Like, oh, the cameras are coming, throw me that thing. And he just set it there, you know? It's like a spider just sitting there.
It's like a hat, but it's a toupee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, you ever want to be on this podcast or join us for Bet You Won't Play a Friday? Our number is 336-373-0987. We have some calls this week. Let me turn up the caller rater and see what we have here.
Hey, Simon. Is it puking?
Okay, now, I hate that word. And he was calling about... This happens more in Chuck E. Cheese restaurants than in any other restaurant.
Oh.
And it's not that.
I've never seen that happen.
The answer was adults fighting.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen either.
And when we put that up on our Facebook page, someone commented and said, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese like back in the 80s and I saw that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I get it though, because people get real protective and butthurt about their kids.
Yeah.
And so when you get your kids around strange kids and kids, you know how kids interact.
I don't even think it has to do with the alcohol that they serve. I think it has
it's the interaction
with the kids and the interaction and the parents being protective. Yeah.
It's the pre-gaming alcohol. It's not the alcohol they serve you there, because you'll only get two beers there. It's all the drinking you do in the parking lot with the kids in the seat.
When we were at the airport, I was watching this mom who was on her phone the entire, like, for 2 hours straight while her two small children flailed around. Like, they totally made friends with this one woman and were running around with her hat. And she's smiling, being like, oh, they're so cute. And meanwhile, they're just manhandling her nice big brimmed hat.
Yeah.
And then they went over and started playing with this kid. And it, you know, as a parent, it's hard because, like, suddenly now I'm in charge of your kids. Because his mom was completely checked out.
Yeah.
And it was like, I can see it. Like, I could see where that that drama, because then it's like the kid's like, I don't want to play with them anymore.
Don't think that's what it is, because you've been to one of my parties at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And you saw the way we did that up.
Uh-huh.
Everything that was available, we got it. And so you've got your breadsticks and your chicken fingers and your pizza and everything all laid out and the tickets and tokens and whatever. If some random kid walks over and starts fooling around, I'm gonna join
in your party.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's when it happens. When a random kid comes over and starts messing around with your $200 Chuck E. Cheese party and you ask him to leave, and then that kid's parents like, hey, what'd you say to my kid?
Yeah,
exactly. No, I think we're on the same page. It's that people who suck at parents. When bad parents get in the way.
No, really?
Yeah.
You think? Let's go to a kid's restaurant and fight. All right.
That's not bad parenting at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
But they do have good pizza, as we discussed on the air. Pizza. It is good pizza, man.
We should order one and just see if it's as good as we remember.
Let's get one here for lunch one day.
When was that? What birthday was that?
It was a long time ago.
Was it 6 or 7? Because your kid was still little and wanted to get into the Ticket Blaster with her. Still hurts my feelings that she wanted to so bad and didn't get to do it.
That shouldn't hurt your feelings. She's fine.
You know what else? I found a card in a cabinet at my house that my daughter filled out to your daughter at some time when they were little, because it's got that little kid handwriting on it.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Should I bring it in?
No, just throw it away. It's fine.
What's the matter with you? Throw it away. Serious?
His daughter hasn't been sitting around waiting for it, is what he's saying.
You guys are cold-hearted. It's the sweetest moment.
You've got to wait. You've got to hold it until they're adults, and then they'll appreciate it. But right now, they won't.
Give it to me.
No.
Hey, Simon. I just heard a thing that you guys talked about losing your debit card. Just word of advice, don't ever use your debit card for anything but the ATM. Use a credit card. Reason being is if something were stolen or someone did a bump card or whatever and took your credit card information, you're liable for all of the charges that are on there. Yeah. Versus using a credit card, you're protected. So pay off your credit cards, but use your credit cards for everything like the gas stations and whatever else, except for your ATM. Okay? Good luck.
All right.
You know, that's a really, and it's actually a good tip, because like you can get, you know, build up your credit and do all this stuff. It's just, I'm so used to being terrified of a credit card that I have trouble even using it.
I'm not good at paying off credit cards. Yeah. I need it to be debited from my account and tell me I don't have any more.
That's a trick.
And look, again, the second that I couldn't find it, you can do everything online these days. You can lock it immediately until you find it. Or you can then say that you've lost it and they'll send you a new one and they do give you a new number.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that that's still actually the case, unless you don't realize you lost it for like 2 days. And then, but if it's a Visa protected debit card.
Yeah. Every time I've had an issue with mine, like when my wallet was stolen, everything went back. I ended up not being liable. And then somebody used my number at a wig shop in Atlanta, my credit card number.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. You had that long flowing pink hair for that couple of days. But I called them and I was like, this ain't right. And then I've got these two 99-cent charges, which is how they test out your card to see. So they took all of that off too. So yeah, I mean, it is safer.
Yeah.
I never use my PIN number. I always use my debit card as a credit card. Yeah, I never put my PIN in. Especially at gas pumps, man, because you know you don't know if they've got one of those fake, what are they called?
The skimmer. I always wiggle it.
Yeah. I'm always wiggling the thing.
What would you do if you wiggled it for safety and you broke the real thing off? Just get your car and drive away?
I don't have that kind of power. Oh, I would 100% drive away.
All right.
Hey, Simon. I got a fart.
Cool.
Now that's the highbrow humor.
Thank you.
That's the highbrow stuff you've heard about.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, save that for Simon's Got Talent.
For real? No, we're not going to keep that. I was thinking about it for a second. That's Dale, the one who always has a problem. He hates me.
Yeah. So, wait, that was Dale.
Sometimes he hates you guys, but it seems like now he's in a good mood.
Well, because, you know, the thing that shows what's playing on the radio is working, and, you know.
And Charlie doesn't have to say sentence instead of sentence.
Yeah. And
you know? And whatever it is he hates about you.
I'm sure I've done plenty of stuff.
Oh, you're the idiot who played the music too loud and he couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh,
okay, good.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Ah, he's a sweetheart, man.
And he's got gas.
Oh, and he's got a bald head and a tiny little mustache, the cutest little duster. But yeah, we do appreciate those talents that people call up with. Some people take it very seriously and call up and want us to call back to discuss their talent with them. They don't understand. It's just a phone bit.
Yeah, I think we had one person who thought it was an actual contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do I get in on that?
It really is a, you know.
It's, hey, can you call up and do something silly on the phone?
Yeah, enjoy
Done.
That.
You're in.
Hey, Simon. This is Ron Fogelman from Burlington, North Carolina. I'd like for you to play a song for the radio DJs at WBAG here in Burlington. It's a song by Paul Revere and the Raiders. I think it's Hungry for the Sweet Life, Baby, Hungry Through and Through, Hungry for a Sweet Life, Baby, for a Real Fine Girl Like You. I do not know the name of the song, but it's by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Thank you very much.
Neat. He wants us to play a song for the DJs at the station down there in Burlington.
But they're busy being DJs at the station down there in Burlington. They're not listening to us.
I don't think I've ever had anyone request a song for another station.
Isn't that neat? Huh. He's done that a couple times. The last time he called for it, it was for a specific DJ on WBAG.
You know what would be neat, though, is if while those DJs are not talking on the air, if they are actually listening to us.
And they might be. Maybe he knows something we don't know. But he wanted us to play a song for this certain DJ because he said that the public had been giving this DJ a hard time.
Oh.
And it wasn't fair, the treatment that he was getting from the public.
Why wouldn't he call that radio station and then say that to them?
That's not how you do things.
I think he is calling them. I think
he wants to get the word out. Maybe he's calling like all of us.
I don't think they play music. I think they're like a news talk sports, you know, tradio type of station.
Hello, 102 Jams. I would like to request a song for this gentleman that's getting a hard time.
No, not just a gentleman, a radio DJ.
A radio DJ.
On another station.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never had that happen before, this guy either.
Cool.
Maybe that should be the thing that we do, is we just,
kick shout
this one's to... going out to...
Oh, well, we do that to Brian Brewer, the guy who does the beach party on,
that is true.
On WQFS, because he will announce on there at least once a week that that's the only FM station that ever plays beach music, and then when we play a beach song, we got to send it out to him.
Yep, shout out, buddy.
So he knows he's not alone.
And that's an actual shout out to a real person. I don't know if you're listening to this podcast, Brian, but I'm on to you. When you send those songs out to Sally and to Susie, I know you're making those up off the top of your head.
Not that anyone in here has ever done that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, well, sometimes you work midnight to 6 a.m.
And Sally's asleep.
Fill some time.
Do you know what I used to do back then?
What?
Phone book.
You would call them? Or you
pick a name in a town out of the big phone book.
Did you ever call yourself?
What do you mean?
Have you ever used your own voice?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. All the time.
I did, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I would request sing or just do some stupid bit of business. Yeah.
The answer Cheetos?
Oh, my God.
You're so smart. Yay! You really know your snags. Thanks for calling. What's your favorite station?
Is it 98.7?
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie, I bet you never did that.
I never called myself.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I did.
I don't even know how to do that.
It's easy.
Pitch it up. You know, have the whole thing. You're interacting with yourself. Talk to yourself. Yeah. Yeah, I've had conference calls.
Well, dude, if you think about it, what's his name? Who's the guy?
What's his name?
Wolfman Jack?
No, Phil. Is it Phil?
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil Hendry.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah, he is.
He is amazing because he has these whole characters, and he's got the phone and the microphone, and he pulls,
now, they put a switch on his board where all he has to do is flip the switch and the mic sounds like the phone.
Oh, he is so quick.
And he's so quick and he's talking to himself and the guest that he has on, that's him too, will be the most outrageous
bit
of business.
Well, callers call in to fight, pick a fight with his caller.
Yeah.
And so it's like the three, it's a listener, him, and himself.
Yeah.
That is showbiz right there.
Is amazing.
My favorite of his characters was the British guy who would go, because that was like his thing.
Oh.
And he would cut him off. He would cut himself off. The British guy would be going, okay, now we're going to go on to the caller on line two. Flipping that switch.
But again, yeah, no, I mean, I always had live active people always calling me.
Yes, my phones wouldn't stop ringing.
Yeah, man, I'd call myself all the time.
Hey, Simon, I got talent.
All right.
Pants on the ground. They stay on the ground.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a cover song right there.
Good job, Papa D. Papa G back in the house. Pants on the ground still remains a problem in some places, and we told you that they came up with a space age answer to it at a school in South Carolina.
Yes,
where they were saying pull them up. There's a pull them up campaign, and what do you think they did to help those kids? They got belts,
free belts.
My question is: will a belt work if you don't have belt loops?
A belt will work fine. The problem is you need to actually put it on, the fourth hole instead of the second one. I have seen guys wear the droopy pants with a belt.
Oh, sure. Have the belt and the pants below their butt and belted there. Yeah. That's the weird one. But
that's an odd move.
That way they don't have to do that low rider bird walk to keep their pants on. Like you see the guys going down the street and they've got the holding my pants up walk.
It's like that scene from Mary Poppins where they're doing the penguin walk because Bert's pants are so low.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
That guy.
It's exactly the same thing.
Another timely reference.
Saw that guy walking down Market Street and I was like, Dick Van Dyke, what are you doing here?
Penguin.
Hey, Simon. Y'all are forcing me to smoke pot because you won't play Bering Strait by Bering Strait. You're forcing me to smoke pot.
Well, come on.
Wow. This is really escalating.
We would love to want to play that for you. The thing is, he don't know. People call back all the time and say, you never played my song. When I know we played it.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he is listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He never leaves to go to the bathroom or to go to bed. He don't know.
Look, man, I think people just assume sometimes that you can get the song on as soon as they're calling. Yep. Like, hold on, I am playing it for you right now. Are you listening?
Well, that is fun when it's payoff like that.
Yeah, but this isn't the 70s.
It's hard to do.
I used to wear the DJs out on WHNC in Henderson, asking them to play Rapper's Delight when Rapper's Delight first came out. Mm-hmm. And you talk about different voices. I would call over and over and over in a row and have different voices every time. And I remember the one time, yes, could you play Rapper's Delight? And the DJ goes, yes.
Hey, Simon, I was talking to a female that used to be a disc jockey there. She told me y'all would never play that song, Bering Strait by Bering Strait. She told me y'all would never play it.
Well,
who...
It was a female DJ that used to work.
Who's ratting us out?
Yeah.
Julie?
I mean, it's been more than 10 years ago because I've been here.
Yeah. You've been the female that was on this
station.
Yeah,
you're the one.
Why are you talking to
Wirt Gooch?
I'm not talking to Wirt, man.
Hey, Simon. How in the can you play that crap? And you still can't play anything by Westworld? What the f***?
Well, there you go. There's another satisfied customer.
What crap was it?
Who knows?
Is Westworld a band?
Yeah, Westworld is a band. And I don't get it. I mean, he loves them. Clearly, he loves them. But if we had just played it, he was probably, you know, running the can opener. And he missed it because it was a big can.
Yeah.
And it was the whole song. Hey, sir, were you opening a large can for the last 4 minutes?
It was that great big can of green beans and potatoes.
I know. Exactly.
Oh, all in one?
Yeah. You don't know about that, do you?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. That is good stuff. You know what I do with those white potatoes out of the can?
What?
Kind of, what do you call it?
Cream them?
Poach them. Poach them in milk or cream, and it gives it a whole different thing.
So you remove them from the beans?
No, I'm just talking, there's the same potatoes.
Yeah.
But they're by themselves.
The ones that, they do have those potatoes on their own.
He handpicks the beans out of the potatoes.
Yeah.
No, there's more, it's easier to handpick the potatoes out of the beans.
Those go in the trash. Are you looking up now canned potatoes and beans?
No, I'm looking at Westworld the band.
It's a girl singer, and I can't remember, they had a marginal hit, and it's very strange. But you know, we play all kinds of...
The 1987 UK Top 20 hit single, Sonic Boom Boy.
There's another one.
Oh.
There's another song by them.
Well, that's the only one that was listed on their Wikipedia. So.
Don't get bogged down in it.
All right.
Hey, Simon, don't forget that the people that are up right now may also be driving, so they're also still half asleep like myself. So when you start laughing at the end of Jungle Love, it scares the out of us. I had to look around in my car to see if somebody was actually laughing at me. No, seriously, though. You guys rock. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
I love her.
That was us. We were in your car.
You know, you wonder... Do we ever touch anybody's life? Do we ever make a difference in anybody's day?
Do we scare them enough to almost crash?
Have we caused any car accidents today?
I guess you don't expect people to laugh like an idiot at the end of a song, you know, randomly. Not every radio station is going to do that for you.
Yeah. I mean, generally, something may have just happened and it carried out onto the air.
Or we're just... laughing because he laughs at the end of the song. We do like to do that.
That's usually
does
what
he
happens.
Laugh at the end of this one?
Yeah.
Wow. Really? Marijuana can make nothing happen to you, too.
No, Ma.
Hey, Simon. This used to be one of the cleanest, profitable countries in the world. And it is turning to the point where it is one of the nastiest and filthiest countries in the world. Oh. We're headed that way. Have a good day.
Oh, well, thanks.
You know, I'm not going to now.
When I hear a statement like that, I always want to say, I hear you. How are you helping? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, are you picking up trash?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything to help that? Because, yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man. I hate to see the place trashed up.
He is doing something. He's calling Simon.
Ah, you know what?
That's making a difference.
Let me run a couple things by you guys. I'm thinking about adding some features to our Thrill a Minute schedule here on the radio station.
Oh, yeah?
And maybe not all of these, but maybe some of these. At 1 o'clock, it's the 1 o'clock One Hit Wonderful, where we play something, one of those bands that only had one hit, like Westworld.
Uh-huh.
At 2 o'clock, it's two songs from an artist, and we call that... Love You Two Times. At 3 o'clock, My Three Songs, which could be somebody's three favorite songs or three songs that are somehow related. And then there would be the Foreplay at 4, mm-hmm. which is similarly, you have to kind of listen to figure out what they all have in common.
What the connection is.
Then, of course, 60s at 6, 70s at 7, 80s at 8, 90s at 9. I'm thinking about some of these or all of these.
Without actually putting the labels on them, I believe we do that already.
Did you not? I mean, did you forget about Mandatory Metallica?
Get the Let Out.
Get the Let Out.
Fleetwood Mac and Tuck.
We had Alive at 5.
I used to do Live
track.
At
5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the 5 o'clock funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, it gives people something to come back for, you know, like if you know that's coming.
Yeah, but the problem is like we know this.
You would have
to be there right at the beginning to know what's going on for the four songs, and people come in and out all the time.
Right.
I like the fact that it's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
We don't never know what's coming.
We don't ever do that.
Yeah. Two for Tuesday.
What was some other good ones?
I heard a station one time doing a 3 for Thursday.
Well, it is almost Rocktober, you know.
You got to reach to find that third song on some of these bands, man. You got to reach to find the second one. We reached to find the first one on some of them. So, you know, it's just a thought. If you have a thought about our thought, call 336-373-0987. We have Bet You Won't Play It Friday in a couple of days. We play actual requests and beach music.
Taste it, brewer.
On an FM station. So, yes, we would love to hear from you anytime. Listen to us on the radio at 987simon.com. Charlie, final thought.
No fighting at Chuck E. Cheese.
Unless you have to. Unless that kid comes over.
What happens at the Chuck E. Cheese Fight Club stays at the Chuck E. Cheese Fight Club.
What about you?
I found that I am apparently old enough for elder abuse.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
It's a big day for you.
It's going great for me.
All right, next time.
All right.
Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.